morning, Big Town Man. Oh, there's a camera. I want to show you one of the greatest gifts to mankind I've ever come across. Flypaper. Have you ever thought of this? It's a fucking genius. See, look at that. Man, in Australia, there's two types of these little flies. Right? There's the ones that they're just the fucking buzzy, annoying flies that try to land in your eyes, you know. Or they like the back of the elbow. They go, and wriggle, 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 and wriggle, 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 wriggle. You know, just, and they're fucking, you know. And then there's the other sort of fly. Like, I don't have a fucking microscope, but look at that. Look at all them flies. Look at all them fucking flies. You know, still got a bit of sticky on it. And there's the other sort of fly that is very, very fucking... I'm sure if I had a low-powered microscope, I could identify them beyond their mouth parts. But there's another sort of fly. They look very fucking similar. You know. But like, they like to land on your legs, and they got a piercing mouthpiece, and it's like being stabbed with a thumbtack, you know what I mean? It's like a, And these little cunts, their mouthpiece goes boof, in through your skin, suck a bit of blood, and then fucking gone, off they go, you know? And they keep doing it. I don't know how many times they need to bite, but there's millions of, billions of flies, trillions, mega giga trillion zillion flies are these fucking flies in Australia, and they annoy the absolute piss out of me, and they hurt, and they're annoying, and they fucking and when you're getting sleepy. So look at that. Look fucking Jesus, you know, this is really good. This is such a Heavenly Father, thank you for the fly fucking paper. What happens is these cunts of things. Oh, fuck, man. The first time I ever ran across fly paper was I had an old friend. You know, thank you. And I'm tall and she's kind of short, you know, so she hangs them up where she can reach them. And I walked into this sort of, you know, person's house. And, you know, it's kind of dark in the hallway and that, you know what I mean? And I go, ooh, fly paper. Oh, fucking gross. You know. And, look at all the dead flies. Fuck, gross. Oh, terrible. I'm going to die just look by looking at it. And what has happened is over the years, I forget how I came into acquiring them and using them, right? I've forgotten how, it's so long ago. But fly paper is one of the fucking best things ever. You know, I adore this stuff. I think it's so good. I think it's just fan-fucking-tastic. You know, because Australia is just billions of trillions of zillions of gazillions of flies, you know. And they're fucking annoying. You know, and what happens is when these... So it's a science, it's really using these most effectively is a science. Look at that fucking... So I used to think these were fucking gross the first time. Oh, look at all the dead flies, you know. But now I view this as a trophy cabinet. Look at that. Look at all these dead flies. Oh, fucking great. It's a trophy cabinet. I'm not going to store it forever, but it's a trophy cabinet. Look at all the dead flies. So what happens is you study where the flies will go to certain areas of the room. The camera. The flies will go to certain areas of the room and they will orbit and land on things and orbit and land on things and orbit and land. And you find that there's very effective places to hang these. And there's places where these just sort of don't catch many flies or just gather dust and are no good, you know what I mean? But, you know, in... Oh, God. You know, because you can, you know, in the cold, when the winter comes on, so it's cold at night, and warm in the day, the fly, you open the door at night, and people rightly and deservedly put shit on flies, but these are a fucking miracle of creation. They are such an impressive feat of living engineering, you know. I'm just impressed by flies. I just think they're fabulous, because what happens is, like, if you use a roll-on insect repellent and there's a gap like that much between, you know, going right across there and then right across there and there's a little gap between it, the flies have odour or chemical sensor detectors and they will land exactly on that fucking gap between the roll-on fucking repellent, you know what I mean? And and it's like, I don't do drugs, but I do trip, right? And I've had those things where time slows down, you know, and I can actually see the flint, you know, like an exhaust fan intake or out sort of, and I can actually see the fucking fans going round at like 1/25th their speed or something, and I can just see them, you know, things happen, like going over, you know, when you go over the handlebars of a bicycle and you're going, you know, and it happens really slowly and you can see it all as it's happening. I have those sort of things from time to time. And I've seen these three blades. I've seen a blowfly go through the fucking blade, go at the edge of these big rounded sort of fucking blade sort of thing, three rounded sort of blades. I've seen them spinning, and I've seen a blowfly time the pulses and the optics and the RPM and all this sort of stuff, and I've seen a blowfly precisely time it to go through the gaps in the fucking blades, you know, like right on the outer edge, hey, there's a little bit of a gap between the fucking blade and the casing, but I've seen the blowfly fucking, I've seen it, you know, and I can still remember seeing it. And one day I was out in the fucking backyard, and this big blowfly, you know, he lands on the fence at a precise spot, and then he jumps off and flies around, back on that exact spot. So he's going upside down, right side up, over, round, fucking all this sort of shit. And fucking navigates after flying 5 or 10 metres around in fucking... And he lands back on the exact... within about that fucking far of the exact same spot. And I thought, fuck, you know, these things... I don't know the exact amounts and I don't know the differences between the species, but they got 50,000 fucking eyes, you know. And they got a brain that's like, you know, half a dozen fucking cells. And they got four wings. They got two big wings and two counterbalance fucking, you know, when the big wings go up or down, the little wings go down or up, you know what I mean? That's counterweight sort of. And they got six legs and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And these things can just do incredible fucking flying and land back on the exact same, almost the exact same spot within that fucking time. Out of, you know, I saw it do it. I think it did it about like 11 times or something, you know, and I just sat there and I just watched it and thought, fuck, that's really incredible. You know, that's really incredible. And so, and another thing that I noticed, that one winter sort of morning, it was cold and sort of frosty at night, but the flies had come out in the warm morning sun and they were flying around the edge of this flower pot outside, and they were flying and they were happy and they were trying to fuck each other, and you know, and I thought, these flies look like they're happy, you know, they look like they're happy. I thought, you know, the joy of, it's a cold morning but they're in the warm sunshine and they're on the warm black plastic and they're just getting round, you know, and dragonflies, when they're hunting, they hunt when they're flying. I've seen that. But, you know, they fly forwards, forwards, backwards, up, down, fucking, you know, like, incredible. But anyway, the joys of flypaper. Man, look at that. So flies will fly... they will favour particular parts of the room, you know, based upon light and airiness and, you know, and choices and all this sort of stuff. They will favour particular parts of the room. And if you hang these up in one part of the room, you'll get a lot of flies. And in the not the best possible fucking area, you'll get some. And in other areas, you'll get hardly fucking any. You know, so you learn how to plant these in the optimum positions for catching flies. No. But look at that, there's fucking... So anyway, when you... Yeah, that's back to the fly bit. The flies can detect heat and they will find warm areas, so... as the heat goes through the door, you know, through radiating and convection and currents and all this sort of stuff, at the bottom of the door, the cold air hits that, and when it gets up near the fucking top of the door, it's warmed up by about, I don't know, say 5 degrees Celsius or something, you know, 10 degrees, whatever. So when it's like 8 degrees outside and it's 20 degrees inside, there's a little bit of heat and there's little air currents leaking out past the door, and, you know, a little bit of cold air goes into the room and a little bit of warm air goes out through the gaps in the top of the door, so the flies find all of that sort of stuff. So they're detecting heat, or maybe seeing in heat, or, you know, infrared or fucking whatever. So when you open the door, there's a whole heap of flies come fucking rushing in at night, you know, if it's not real cold outside, but they come rushing into where it's warm and they get stuck on the flypaper. And this has its time and place, you know, fly spray. That's you, when these cunts are fucking flying around and biting you on the legs and getting in your eyes, just a quick, you know. But flypaper is a fucking godsend. So that's my trophy. Look at that. Oh, mate. Look at all the flies. Fuck, that's good. So, you know. And unfortunately, the closest store has run out of flypaper. Fuck, it's good. Fuck, I like flypaper. I just love this shit. And look at all my trophies. Man, they're fucking good. Look at that. The little cunts. You know. So thank you. There you go, me. Big town man.